It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. This is already an old story. The internet comes to a remote, faraway village, and quickly the youngins embrace the web, and quickly their culture starts fading as they get into the Googling and the YouTubing. Well, some educators in Arctic Bay, that's on the northern shores of Canada, they've decided to try to turn this story on its head. And so they're taking this internet thing and using it to teach teens about their grandparents' traditions. Sue Carlin paid a visit to the Canadian North and filed this report.
It's not easy to get to Arctic Bay. More than 400 miles above the Arctic Circle, the village is so remote, it takes long flights, a two-day cruise along the Northwest Passage, and an hour's drive over harsh terrain to get there. Snow is everywhere, even in summer. And it's quiet, with just an occasional husky to break the silence. But things changed in 2000 when villagers got their own dial-up, bringing an instant connection to the outside world. This started a rift between Inuit youths who only wanted to surf the net for the latest cultural news and elders who worried their own culture of hunting, gathering, and community was losing ground. For the 700 villagers, technology was threatening the traditional way of life.
When we first got the internet, there were hardly people out. They were on the computer for hours on it.
Anna Kunick is the village's economic development officer.
I was one of them, yeah. But now it's been here for a few years now, and we've tried to make the best of it.
Local educators wanted to use the internet for more than recreational surfing. First, they got a grant for several multimedia programs. Now there's a video club where kids might tape local music or news and put it on the net. That's how this Inuit hip-hop song, Don't Call Me Eskimo, ended up on YouTube.
It's our way of life to hunt for a seal. Back off Greenpeace, we just want some meals. Don't tell us what to do, Paul McCartney. When we go clubbing, we're having a party.
There are also videos of more traditional music meant to teach these teens about their roots. Two local girls perform Inuit throat singing, a traditional call and response chanting. Kapik Ataguchia is pleased that this tradition won't be lost. She's 87, the oldest person in Arctic Bay. She holds court in a small hut made from whalebone, driftwood, and sealskin, and held together with moss and frozen mud. Its only light is a multi-flamed stone lamp. In the past, it was fueled from seal fat. Today, it's Crisco. This hut is where Kapik comes for healing workshops.
When the internet first came out, there was less interest. But now that internet has been around for some time, people are starting to get back to learning traditional ways. Okay. It's starting to balance.
You don't have your own website?
She'll use her brain as a computer. That's enough.
Aside from preserving tradition, these programs also teach job skills. In a region where suicide and alcoholism run rampant, this gives kids a sense of purpose. It may also help them get high-tech jobs when a deep water port and nearby airstrip still in the planning stages become a reality. And if the elders have their way, it'll happen without an identity crisis. I'm Sue Carlin.
And Sue's piece came to us with help from the technology magazine IEEE Spectrum.